We're back on the Bun Sports Show as we continue toward rivalry week this week. We're joined by Robert McElroy today. And last weekend, there was a lot of shakeup in the BCS as top teams fell one after another. Just your overall impressions watching all the upsets take place.
It's funny how things kind of come together. The national championship picture is just kind of starting to finally develop, but yet it's still the rivalry weekend ahead of us where right. A lot of things can change. So I've been saying this for the longest, that November 5th, the game of the century between Alabama and LSU was not going to be the end-all and be-all of the national championship race. Yes, I thought the winner had a very, very good position of getting there, but there was still such a larger picture yet to be developed. And this past weekend was proof of that. And this upcoming weekend could prove it, too.
Well, let's get to talking about it, and we'll discuss the big rivalry game in Auburn in a few minutes. But first, let's take a trip around the SEC. There are some other games played. I want to start with Vanderbilt going to Winston-Salem to play Wake Forest, and this has become an end-of-the-year rivalry game every year for Vanderbilt. This is one, though, that means a little bit more because it has bowl eligibility on the line. If the Commodores are able to come out victorious, they will go to a bowl this year. If they don't, they will stay home. Big one for James Franklin's squad. Who do you think can win this game?
Ooh, I'll be looking for Vanderbilt hard, so I'm going to pick them to win the game. I sure hope that they're able to pull it out. Wake Forest is no pushover by any stretch, but Vanderbilt shows a lot of toughness, a lot of stickiness, and they worked hard against Tennessee. Just weren't quite able to pull it off. And they're just a young squad that's still learning how to win football games. Next year will probably prove that year two under James is going to be a little better, I think. You know, these young kids starting to learn how to end. So, I like that young quarterback there, that Jordan Rogers kid.
Yeah.
Really talented. Good bloodline.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Got a brother doing quite well right now. I will agree with you and go with Vanderbilt. I think they will get the win. I think it won't be easy, as you said. Wake Forest is a tough out, and in Winston-Salem doesn't help any, but I think Vanderbilt is able to go in there and get the victory and become bowl eligible, and who knows, they may be playing right here in our backyard in Birmingham, Alabama, if they do in fact clinch a bowl berth. How about Tennessee playing at Kentucky in Lexington, another one with bowl eligibility on the line as Tennessee rolls into Lexington with a chance to go 6-6. I never thought I'd be saying that Tennessee is going to barely make it to a bowl, but that's what happened last year, and here we go once again, Tennessee playing for it all against Kentucky. I think this time, though, Kentucky is able to come out with the win. It'll be at home, and Kentucky seems to be doing a little bit better now than they were at the beginning of the year.
Well, it's a bold pick, but I'm going to go with Tennessee to clinch their bowl eligibility. Kentucky's just not a good football team. I agree they're playing a little better. I was impressed with them against Georgia, but I'll take Dooley at the Fighting Vols to get their bowl eligibility, and I think Tennessee's on its way to good things, because I believe in Coach Dooley. I think he's a very good coach, but 2011 has just been full of growing pains for them.
It really has. There's a lot of attention going to be paid to the SEC West this weekend as two colossal matchups, not only for the division, but for the top of the BCS standings are taking place, but one of those that's in the SEC West that really doesn't have anything to do with anything in the BCS is Ole Miss at Mississippi State. That one taking place in Starkville. The Egg Bowl, Mississippi State has had their way with Ole Miss the last couple of years, although Ole Miss trounced them 45-0 a couple of years ago. So this one, it's unpredictable as it can go. I'm going to take Mississippi State at home. Just think they're the better football team. And once again, as we've said the last two games we've picked, it's a bowl eligibility potential if the Bulldogs can pull it off, and I think they will at home beat Ole Miss.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take Mississippi State in this one. Dan Mullen's really shaking up things in the state of Mississippi when he got there. This year has been pretty abysmal. Now it's supposed to be so much better, but I'm going to take the Bulldogs.
Big one there. Now let's move outside the conference a little bit, and we go to Georgia playing at Georgia Tech. Now, Georgia obviously has 9 wins on the year, a chance to get to 10 wins with a victory in Atlanta, but we know that it's the big rivalry game. Georgia Tech and that potent option attack can cause some problems for some teams. We saw them beat Clemson rather handily a couple of weeks ago, although NC State proved last week that's not a huge feat. So now, Georgia, Georgia Tech. Is Georgia looking ahead to Atlanta? Do they overlook the Yellow Jackets, or do they go in and get the win?
I'm going to pick Georgia's defense to stifle that potent Georgia Tech offense. Jarvis Jones has come into his own this year. I like what I see out of Georgia. They looked terrible against Kentucky, but maybe they were looking ahead a bit to this game. So I'll take the Bulldogs over the Jackets.
Yeah, they didn't look all that impressive against Kentucky. You're right. I'm going to take, actually, Georgia Tech. I think their offense can cause problems for Georgia's defense, option, attack. It's just something you don't see a whole lot in the SEC. And Georgia's offense has been known to sputter when the defense doesn't play well this year. And I think the most prevalent example of that is the last time they played in the city of Atlanta. And that was, of course, against Boise State. And they were clobbered 35-21. By a Boise State squad that may or may not make it to a BCS Bowl this year. So I think Georgia Tech gets them here. I think they're looking ahead to Atlanta. I don't think it's necessarily indicative of what they're going to do in Atlanta against LSU, Arkansas, or Alabama. I think they will play a different game against them, but I do think that they're overlooking Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech will get the win. How about Florida, Florida State? This used to have a whole lot of national implication tied to it. Not so much this year. These two teams struggling to get into bowls, much less be relevant on the national scene. But it's played in Gainesville, and for that reason, I'm going to take the Gators, and that will get them to 7 wins on the year. They clinched bowl eligibility with a win over Furman. A slight win over Furman, but a win nonetheless last weekend. What about you?
Yeah, both these teams have underachieved thus far. I'm with you that they'll take the Gators in the swamp to pull off a close one. It could be pretty ugly, though. Neither team is impressive at all. But I'll take Florida, Jeff Dentz, Chris Rainey, that 1-2 punch there.
The game that everybody thought was going to be a huge game on the national scene, and it still is a little bit, although last week took a lot of luster off of it, is being played in Columbia, South Carolina, two ranked teams, and I think they're both 9-2 on the year. In any other year when both of these teams would have come in 9-2, Clemson and South Carolina, you would have said, wow, this must be the game of the week, but not so much this week with all the other action going on in the SEC, but still a big game. Clemson at South Carolina, and this one I've gone back and forth because Clemson has obviously shown that it can really play well this year with Taj Boyd and that potent offensive attack, but they've also shown that they can lay some eggs, and they laid one last week against North Carolina State. For that reason, I'm going to take the Gamecocks at home. Steve Spurrier's squad gets to 10 wins and clinches a good bowl this year, probably Outback or Capital One or something of the like. So I'm going to take South Carolina at home against Clemson.
Yeah, you know, Clemson looked so terrible this past weekend against NC State. I just don't know how they're going to bounce back from that enough in order to beat their biggest rival in the South Carolina Gamecocks. I'll take the Gamecocks at home for sure.
Yeah, Bo Swinney doing a great job this year, but I think Steve Spurrier will get the win. Well, let's move on now to the two big matchups of the weekend, and let's focus in on these as we move toward it. And I will start with the one that has the most implication on the line, and that's number 3, Arkansas, at number 1, LSU. Who would have thought these two would be in the top 3 when they played on the final weekend of the season with so much BCS on the line? I mean, everybody's been talking about how LSU is going to go through the season undefeated, and of course they went on the road after they went on the road and beat Alabama, but now there stands a big challenge in their way. And I know it's at home, but it's on that Friday afternoon, and strange things have happened in the Arkansas-LSU game, and Bobby Petrino has seemingly been able to move the ball effectively against Les Miles and John Chavis' defense the last couple of years. It's 3-2 Arkansas in the last 5 years as far as the series goes. Break this game down for us, and who do you think comes out on top when it's all said and done?
I love Arkansas's offense and that incredible stable of wide receivers they have, and Tyler Wilson, is, other than Aaron Murray, is playing quarterback better than anybody in the league thus far this year. But I love that LSU defense. They are so good, and it's going to be very hard for me to pick against that LSU team. That defense is just so good. And that being at home in Baton Rouge, I know some weird things have happened in this rivalry. There have just been great games. It's been just some excellent football to watch, especially the last handful of years. But I'm going to take LSU to get it done. They play more physical, and I'll take a more physical team over a more finesse team any day. I think LSU is that type of team, and Arkansas is just rather finesse, but I think LSU gets it done.
Well, and it's difficult for me to go against LSU in Tiger Stadium, and LSU's defense is just so sweltering. We've seen it time and time again, whether it was against Oregon or against Alabama in that game, or I think they're going to have a good day this weekend against Arkansas. But the problem is, I think Arkansas has too much firepower, and they're hitting their stride right now. Tyler Wilson with his receivers, Jarius Wright, and Joe Adams, who I think is the most underrated offensive player in the country. The guy can do it all. He could also return punts and kicks very well, and I think that's going to give Arkansas an edge that nobody's talked about, is his ability to return punts. We saw that against Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. So I am going to take Arkansas in this game. I don't think they're going to blow LSU out or anything like that. I've heard from Arkansas fans who think they're going to just wipe the floor. You're crazy if you think you're going to walk into Tiger Stadium and do that. But I do think Arkansas has a good chance of winning this game. I don't know how much, 3 or 4. It's going to be a close game. But I'm going to take the Hogs to get in there, and that's going to really shake things up in the race for the BCS championship. But I like Arkansas to knock off LSU. Now we transition to the rivalry that is the biggest in the South, and it features the last two national champions. Nothing more needs to be said. The Alabama Crimson Tide taking a trip to the plains of Auburn this weekend. ESPN Game Day will be there. Auburn still ranked in the top 25 of the BCS, number 24. Alabama, of course, moves up to number 2 after last weekend's upsets. Alabama, a lot to play for. Probably a BCS berth if they are able to get the win this weekend. A lot of things still to develop, but that could be on the line. Auburn, though, would like nothing more than to spoil that, as we saw Alabama try to do against Auburn last year. A lot of storylines here, but what happens this weekend in Auburn?
I think Auburn is going to have to play the best football that it's played all year long to have a chance. I don't think they're going to pull it off. The spread, it's a big one. Alabama's favored by 21 points. Auburn has had a very tough time against teams with superior offensive and defensive line play, a la the LSU and the Georgia game. Let's talk about Auburn's front a lot, because I think that's where games have been won and lost. And I think that's ultimately where this game is going to be lost. Alabama's far superior to Auburn on its offensive and defensive line play. But I tell you what, the Iron Bowl a couple years ago in Jordan-Hare Stadium, this particular game has a similar feel to that.
Because, yeah, it does.
Because Alabama came into that game, I don't know if there were 1 or 2, I forget exactly.
Right.
I think there were 2. And Auburn right now sits in the BCS, I believe 24 at the time. I don't even know if they were even ranked. But it has a very similar feel to that, in that Auburn's trying to play spoiler. And I remember in the first half of that game, it was as if Gus Malzahn had saved plays for specifically that game. And they were just running some of the more crazy, more gimmicky, tricky plays you've ever seen. And I think in the second half, Alabama adjusted and the play calling just wasn't the same. So I don't know if Guzon has a similar game plan this year, kind of as a throwback to 09.
How would you compare that team to this year's team?
That team had a lot of juniors and sophomores who would go on to be juniors and seniors and win a national championship the following year. So I think teams are pretty similar. That team, though, had a really bad losing streak there towards the end of the season. They're close, because Clint Mosley is similar to Chris Todd, and running back play was there. You had Ontario McCaleb was on that team, and McCaleb is a junior this year. They're pretty close. Defensively, they're about the same. I'd say they're pretty close. I don't know, though, that team, like I said, had players on it that would go on to win a national championship a year later. So I'd probably give that team a slight edge over this one for that reason.
It does set up similarly. I agree with you. I think this time around, Alabama will take care of business. I don't think it'll be a blowout. I don't know that they'll cover the spread, but I think at the end of the game, Alabama's running attack and their offensive line play, as you said, will wear down the Auburn, and the lack of depth is just not there for the Tigers this year. And I think Alabama will pull away and probably win 13-14 points when it's all said and done and move on. But I think your analysis is pretty spot on. Well, Robert, it's always great to talk, and lots of great football this weekend. We'll see if it's another wild and wacky Saturday and Friday, I guess. It was last Friday night when Oklahoma State and Iowa State faced off, so it should be interesting, huh?
No, it should be. I look forward to it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, well, we will be back tomorrow to end our short week, and everyone have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow leading into Thanksgiving.